about your business. Yeah, baby.
Hey, 218, you're working fantastic. WSAL 946.
WSTI 218 for radio check.
You're sounding good. WSAL 946.
WSTI 218 for radio check. WTSI 218 for radio check.
It's 218, you sound okay over here.
I'm
up straight with Peter. WSAL 946. No copy, 218.
WSTI 218 for radio check.
I got a good copy on you. 696 and I-75. WSTH 380.
WSAL 946, how are you tonight, sir?
Hanging in there, buddy. Doing the best I can.
Oh, yeah, I copy that. I copy that, I do. Yeah. Well, hope you, this tonight is good, and you have a great day tomorrow. WSAL 946.
Copy that. Best wishes to you too also. You have a great evening. Okay, SDH380. And a bye.
STI 218 for radio check. WSTI 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 218 for radio check. WTSI 218 for radio check.
Okay.
WTSI 218 for a radio check.
WRUG 48 from WSAN 847. You're on deck.
WRUG 48, go ahead.
WSAI 47 returning. How you doing, Jack? It's been a long time, but the conditions are good today. Go ahead.
Yes, hey, Dan. Where are you? I mean, I tried to contact you a few times, and you weren't out there at all. Roger, how you doing anyhow?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm at the base station here on in the Cleveland vicinity, so no, it's the conditions, just the couldn't hear the repeater here down this way, so but it's hearing, I'm hearing you good today. Go ahead.
Sir, I'm on the handheld, and I'm on the lake, standing up and looking at the lake. Roger.
Oh, Roger, what, where, like St. Clair, where are you at?
I'm on the Cast Lake. They call it Cast Lake in West Bloomfield. How am I sounding, by the way?
Real good. Nice audio. No problem at all. No, hardly any kind of a issue with the signal there. So, sounds good. Sounds good there. You got a nice handheld there.
Yeah, that's the Rockdale 860. Rockdale 860. And it sounded really good. The audio is good in it. Roger.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Very nice. So, well, anyway, what are you doing? Fishing? What are you doing there?
Oh, Dan, watching the boats go back and forth and who's in the boat. I had binocular and looking all over the place. Enjoying the sunshine. And it's not bad, really. It's good here. It's about 74 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the same down here. We had the big air show down here the whole weekend. They're wrapping it up today here. So we had the Air Force Thunderbirds and all that flying around. So. But, anywho, Jack, I'll let you go. Maybe get hold of somebody else out there. But I just wanted to say hello. Conditions are good here, so have a great rest of the day there. Enjoy the weather, that's for sure. WSAI 847 Cleveland, I'll be with.
All right, Dan, good to hear you out there. By the way, I was on the 10. There was nothing on 10. 20 meters, about 3 people. 40 meters, about 5 people. And that's been like this for a week. The whole week has been like that.
Yeah, that's, we had solar flare come out pretty bad last few days, I guess. Northern Lights might be pretty prevalent tonight there, so you might want to alert out for that. So. You got a nice clear sky, might look up that way, so, but we'll probably be too far south, but we'll see, we'll take a look later tonight, so, have a great, great evening there and stuff, Jack, always good to talk to you, WSAI 47.
Hi, Dan, good to hear you out there, take care, have a good day, have a good holiday, don't eat a lot, I'm just joking, take care. WIAG
48. WI grade 8 Jack. WSDJ 347 waving a hand.
Yeah, buddy, where are you? You been up north yet? And that Valley Road?
Yes, sir. Came home yesterday. I didn't want to fight all that traffic. Coming home today, it's probably bumper to bumper all the way to here to Sheboygan.
Yeah, well, this time of day, it will be traffic all the way to about 8, 9 o'clock. A lot of people coming down. A lot of people, they went up north, too. I drove on Thursday by the by that building, by Chrysler building, and it was jammed up. It was really jammed. And I said, you know what, a lot of people are going up that way probably.
Yeah, I headed up there about 11 o'clock Friday afternoon, and it was pretty heavy traffic. A lot of people going up. I didn't think nobody was down here anymore. I think everybody went all the way up north.
Yeah, it is. Nobody was down here, really. The roads were all cleared out. Highways were cleared out. Even this morning, the 94 was shut down for a little bit because it was a two-car accident. There was not too many people on that 94.
Yep, copy that. That's why we came home yesterday, so we didn't have to fight all that traffic.
I wonder if I didn't hear you all that time, really. I used to hear you on the FBI, but I didn't hear you for almost a week.
Yeah, I've been kind of busy. I've been hearing you guys out there, hearing everybody on the radio a little bit. I just haven't had time to jump in there and say hello.
No problem. All right, buddy. I got back out of here for a little bit. Got to go eat. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Copy that, Jack. Have a great day. WSJ 347, we'll be monitoring all the channels.
power.
UU-850.
WSHR-566 to WSGU-844.
Chuck, come in. Chuck, come in.
WRWG 444. WRWG 850. Do you copy?
WRWG 850. Who is that?
This is WFDG 444. I was just monitoring one of the nets, and that little kid that was on the frequency here last night that did not have a license, he's over there joining the net right now and participating in it with a call sign. And those guys do not know that he is fraudulent. And I do not have a call sign to tell him, so maybe you want to radio those guys and tell them that he doesn't belong there, he's got a false call sign.
Where's this going on?
The frequency is 443-0750.
Oh, yeah, the GM. I'll give it a listen. Not sure if I'll jump in or not, but I'll give it a listen for a bit.
Yeah, he was actually under for quite a while. I didn't catch his call sign that he was using, though. So, yeah, I'm just giving you a heads up. Maybe you can let them guys know that he's not supposed to be in there. All right, thank you very much. This is WSDG 444. Thank you very much.
Okay, yeah, I generally don't, you know, get involved in much of that, but I'll give a listen anyhow. But that's on them. Anywho, we'll talk to you. WRU 850.
Four 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 ten, WSAL 946. You copy on me? No copy. 444. But 793, Dave. You out there listening? 793, WSAL 946. No copy. 793. WSAL 946 monitoring.
WSEU 202, good evening to all.
Hello, 202, WSAL 946.
I could hear you on that transmission, it's just all choppy though.
Well, I'm on the 625, the Detroit repeater. Where, what's your location at?
Off the Mount Clemens one over here in Roseville.
Yeah, I copy that. We got a menace. We got somebody in there playing games again. Dang it.
Yeah, fire us all the time.
Yeah, I'm also in Roseville. With 444, I didn't, I heard him out there, but he didn't come.
Yeah, I'm right here in the corner by
city. Yeah, something keyed up or something happened there. You're in the corner by, that's all I heard. Yeah, I'm at 11 at Gross. Grash at Gross.
Yeah, there you go. I'll step on the... 696 and...
Well, somebody keeps stomping on you.
Just switch to Detroit.
Yeah, I went over to Detroit 202, WSAL 946.
202, yeah, we're down on Detroit.
Yeah, like I was saying, I'm right here at Matt Service Drive and Twin Gratiot Prospect over here in Roseville also.
Yes, yes, I'm over at Marquette right here by Kelly and Frazel, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I was saying I was looking for 444 Ken. He's right out real close to us also. I didn't get a copy on him earlier, though.
Yeah, I normally have my radio on 24/7, but for some reason it was off today. I caught it. I didn't realize it was off.
Well, gotta give it a break once in a while, right? Well, I like to. I don't want to, if I'm trying to sleep, I don't want to hear it because it keeps me up, you know.
Well, I have the base station that I usually just come up when we're just having problems a minute ago. I came in here and turned this one on. Usually I got them handhelds. There's one in the living room. There's one in the shop, one in the truck. You know, I usually listen to it all the time, if it's, you know, if I'm around it.
Yeah, copy that. I do a lot of monitoring myself. I don't, it all depends. Sometimes it works off, sometimes it don't, you know. It's just, depends on the day. I know it is today, but I'll tell you.
Yeah, usually our brother Dave over there, he's usually got it pretty jammed up for the day, which I enjoy listening to, you know, all the conversations there that he brings in, you know.
I shouted out to him a little while ago. I didn't get a response, so I don't know. He's probably partying up the last day of the weekend or something.
I know his sinuses is giving him hell lately, so sometimes he just don't turn it on. Sometimes, you know, when he does, boy.
He said his sinus is getting trouble, plus one of his eyes gets all messed up too. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, I take it's all part of the sinuses, you know.
Oh.
I sent him a thing about a nanny pot to try to clean it up, but, you know, I mean, I use one of those things too, but I don't know.
Those neti pots, they were pretty cool. I didn't know they were still a thing. I haven't used one of them in years, but they sure did do a nice job of opening things up, you know.
Yeah, well, my mom uses the original one down in Arizona. Once you get over the sink, you know, in the actual pot, she's got a pour in her nose, right? But she, like, takes a head bath. But I use the one that is a plastic bottle, squirt bottle, or a drag, you put it in your nose and just squeeze it, you know, and it just comes out. It don't make you drown yourself and give yourself a face bath, you know.
Well, I tell you what, I might just pick another one up. I've used that one, the squirt bottle size, because I'll tell you, in the morning, you know, my nose is just running. I don't have the sinus pain or any of that stuff, but it just runs.
Yeah, during the summertime, I do a lot of mason work, so, you know, masonry work, you know, brick and block, so I use that, and then the one for your ears, you know, keep that stuff cleaned out.
Oh, hell yeah, all that dust getting up in your sinuses, that's got to be murder.
Yeah, the pointing and talking really gets you, you know, grinding all that cement off. Yeah, do that all day long, right? Pick up about 5 pounds of crap in your stuff in your ears.
I just thought, is that crap, does it clog the shower drain eventually?
Well, it's not that bad. It's not like I'm rolling around and stuff. It's just the dust, you know, that don't get past the aspirate, you know, my mask and stuff, but it gets into your ears pretty thick. No, it won't clog the drain. It's not that much.
No, I know that. I was just trying to be funny. You know, I've worked in some pretty nasty jobs. The problem with the respirator is just keeping it on and keeping it sealed. You know, it takes a long time to get used to wearing one and not being too uncomfortable.
My full-time job is I do insurance floor covering, so I do grind a lot of cement in basements and homes and stuff too. So, yeah, I'm used to it, I guess. I don't know. I got a pretty good one.
Yeah, he wasn't my son-in-law, but he was almost my son-in-law at one time. He did abatement. He's ripping out asbestos and things, and he gave me a couple of respirators with some. Yeah, I still got some new filters, but he said this is what you want. You know, if you're messing around with something nasty, you gotta protect your lungs.
I forget the exact numbers on these things, but there's I used the one that if you're painting with lacquer for a lot of cars that used to paint motorcycles and stuff. They're the filters that'll stop that lacquer from getting through there. A lot of the filters will get stuck right through there, but I use the one that'll stop even the lacquer, correct?
You're grinding away at some old floors and things, you know, the gases and shit that come off of there, you know, the lacquer, you know, the chemical side, it's a good option. You don't want to do that stuff.
Yeah, well, after about the 40 years, I finally got it figured out, eh? So I'm pretty good at that. Hey, I'm going to get out of here, man. Go back to watching the movie. I just thought I'd holler in there real quick. WSDU 202, and I'll be clear on your final, all right?
All right, 202. Good talking to you, man. I'm going to go clear here. I'm going to go monitor. WSAL 946. You have a good night.
Take care, man. We'll talk to you.
946, this is WFDG 444. Do you copy?
Yeah, 444, WSAL 946. I can hear you good.
Yeah, I was listening to one of the nets earlier, and that kid that you were talking to last night was over there participating in questions and just doing all the things that they do on the net. They did not have a clue that he was an imposter. They were just going along with the guy.
Well, I don't, the net, you know, I'm just concerned that guy wasn't, you know, tell me what that's all about.
I do believe it was the GM, which is a Renaissance, the hams have a net on a certain frequency, and it was tonight, and he was over there participating in the net, taking his turn and everything. They were answering questions and doing a bunch of other things, and yeah, they didn't know any better.
Okay, I see. So the net is, they do an occasional meeting when they set something up, that's the net. Well, if this kid can get on there and they didn't realize it, he must have an uncle in the furniture business or something.
Well, Oh yeah, he probably does. He seems like he knows a little bit about this. So who knows?
Hey, I got this. I think it's Channel 7. Programmed in for a little local stuff here. You said you and your buddies talk on there. I didn't hear anything today, though.
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet today. There wasn't a bunch of people talking anywhere.
I gotta tell you, you told me where you're located and where I'm located, so I had to do a little FCC lookup on you. I just wanted to see where you're at. We both live on the same street, my friend.
No kidding. What a small world, huh?
Yeah, I'm just on the south side of the freeway. I'm on the south side of the freeway over here in Academy.
Oh yeah, you can break down the road, man.
Handheld or something, because you're not as strong as you were yesterday.
You know what? I have somebody here that I think they're stepping on us while we're talking. They keep interfering. I keep hearing somebody like me up.
WSBH380, monitoring.
Hey, 793 Dave, you out there? WSAL 946.
WSDH380 monitoring.
Monitoring, Terminators.
WSAL 946, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm watching a little television that's listening on the side. So I thought I'd throw the call out to see if I got any response.
You're a little staticky there. You're in Hazel Park, if I remember correctly.
Yes, sir. Northwest corner. Copy that, 946. You have a great evening also. WSTH380, hand and bike.
WFFT902. 973, you got it on? Are you sleeping?
We have T902. 973, you got it on? You're FO. And no response, 973. WSFT 902. I'm clear.
WSAO 46, monitoring.
WSIE 375 answering.